Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan.
Hello.
I was going to do, remember Diane gave you the term mayhem, so,
Yes.
or mayhem,
Mayhem.
and knows Tracy, that's accurate. It's so
Right
accurate. So,
the
and in our moderator box, we have Tiffany.
Woo.
All the way from Puerto Rico. Anybody here from Puerto Rico?
Oh, she muted. She didn't say hi. Say hi,
Oh,
Tiffany.
hi. Hi. Hola from Puerto Rico. There we go.
Woo. I love
There we
it.
go. So everybody tell where you're from, and if anybody's in Puerto Rico, say hey, and you might go by and see Tiffany. I mean,
You may pass her. You don't know. Wonderful, though.
It definitely
And
tells where you're from. It light up your energetic grid.
light it up. I just want to say to the ones that were looking for us last week on the show, sorry about that. That was my fault. I had been teaching for what, well, 2 straight days, and I was getting up extra early to do the class so that I could be here, and then I was just wiped out. It's like, yeah, so I got a get off free card from Julia. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, those classes are intense. They have a lot of energy is expended there, and she fully intended to do it. I was like, no. this is enough. I know she could have
It
done it.
would have
She
looked like
didn't.
this. Yeah.
Exactly.
That was pretty. Yeah. It was funny because I went down, I went down and grabbed some dinner and sat on the couch, and I think I was watching TV with one of my kids, and he was commenting, and I'm just like, what? And I'm waking up and then falling asleep, and then I think I said something like, I think I should probably go to bed. I'm having or I feel like I might fall asleep. He goes, might. You've been sleeping, making some kind of comment like that. So yeah, I was tired. But yeah, I love the teaching part though, so it makes it all
Know
worth
it's fun. It's a lot of fun, but it does take a lot of energy.
it. It does. Well, yeah, and it's a big part of the day, and we're just going, going, going. So yeah, it was good. But anyways. Did we tell them to put Tiffany's? I don't see Tiffany's name really big yet on.
Oh, you didn't tell them yet, so you didn't tell them what to
Yeah.
do, it just
Well, you guys, Julia and I would like to hear what you want to talk about. So we want you to write your questions in the comment boxes. If you're on YouTube, you should go to my YouTube.
no,
If
mine. Yeah.
anyways. And if
Go on
you
both of them.
go on both of them, yeah, make it like back and forth, go back and forth, split your screens, do whatever you got to do, but make sure that at least one of these times I win the number count. That would be nice. And then the other thing you want to do, if you're in Facebook, please open it to its full page. If you see the show playing, click it, open it up, and put your comments and posts in there. But when you want to ask us a question, you write Tiffany in capital letters. And what did they put? Little hearts. Put little hearts by it. It gets her
Or
attention.
stars, or
Yeah. Get
fireworks, or
creative.
anything. Show
Creative. Put
your
little
personality.
emojis, all kinds of emojis around it. You'll get her attention. And then ask the question. She's gonna ask us the questions, and then Julia and I will put our minds to work. See what kind of answers we can come up with. And
Maybe. Who knows? Tiffany might even join in there.
I think that would be wise. She is wise. Yes. We
Yes, she.
should have Tiffany give like some sort of inspirational thought of the day. Tune into the audience. What do they need to know? I think that would be a great addition to the show. Yeah,
Is she
Tiffany.
jumping in there? I mean, she's been working all week in
Not
forensics.
today.
Oh, not today. Oh, okay. So
I
you've had time to relax and come up with a thought of
have.
the day or feeling of the day. So what's
And
your
so your advice today would be follow what your body needs, and today your body is saying no, and okay, not today.
Perfect. Not today.
Know when to say no. That is Tiffany's
Well
message today. So,
Yes. Yeah.
I do have a little energy update for
I was going to
today.
say that was, I was going to ask.
Should we do like a little sound effects thing going into it?
Yeah, what could be energy? Woo,
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one.
woo,
Okay.
woo,
So we are entering a time and a dimension and a reality where we're going to want to feel like taking a break. We're going to want to feel like doing less. How does
woo.
that resonate for you, Tiffany? Not today.
Okay.
We're doing less. We're looking for that escape. We're looking for, it's kind of that springy fever. You want to go out and do something different than work and the everyday mumbo jumbo that's going on there. It's time to do some self-care. And also, your intuition might be a little amplified right now, and you might be sensing that something new is on the horizon, which might be also leading to why you want to take these little breaks. So, honor your feelings if you can. If you need a break, take that break and give yourself a little time out from the everyday things and go from that. I do want to say, my friend Chris, Julia knows who I'm talking about. My friend Chris, she had made a comment yesterday. She said, I don't know what it is. Every day feels like Groundhog's Day, which is kind of what this is saying. But
Okay.
here's the funny part. She was actually born on Groundhog's Day. So I was like, did you even catch the irony of
You're saying every day feels like your birthday?
Yeah, every day's your birthday. What? I love it. Anyways, that kind of cracked me up, but this is kind of, it kind of flows with what this is saying about the astrology is that, you might be feeling like you're kind of in this routine that you need to break. You need a little break from it. You need to do something new, get some fresh energy going. There it
Well,
is.
that goes with several people. I was taking it from one angle, but now this actually says like the other angle. Several people have just out of the blue just told me like some things just opened up for them. Things, I mean, just all of a sudden things shifted and now they're starting something. They're it's like moving into something new. But what you were just now saying there, as far as they had a situation like the one I just heard yesterday or the day before yesterday, it was a situation that they were presented with, and they were freaking out because it's like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And then the next day, this whole new thing opened up that makes it a better situation that is much better than they ever even imagined or anticipated or anything. And it's completely in a different direction than what they were thinking. So it's
Wow.
really, and I've heard other people, it's like, oh, something new just showed up. It just is there. And so, but you're right, that first was the other thing. I'm tired of this something. So it's ending of this that you're tired of. And then the whole wonderful thing comes in. So wonderful things come in, which is
Wonderful
really
things are
cool.
coming in, and you might even have that feeling that something's about to change. And that intuitive hit that it's like something's coming. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So something's coming. It's about to change.
Yeah, and a lot of times we tend, when we get that feeling, it's like, oh shoot, what's coming?
I know.
I like if we can go, what's coming? Because like I said, these others that I've talked to, these are wonderful things that came. They had a freak out moment because something ended first, and then this other had to show that. But see, that one had to end, and that's where, so that might be a little freak out. It's like, ah, but then it was all good. Every single one of them I heard about was all good. So if we can, because that's, I'm talking to myself too, because I tend to do that. It's like, okay, I'm ready. But it's like, how about we anticipate good?
Let's do that. Yeah, something good's coming. Yeah. And I have to say, even when we go through that turbulent time that doesn't feel good, it's because something needs to fall away so something good can come in. So it's always good, even if it doesn't feel like it in the moment, it's leading you to something good. Absolutely. All right, should we get the darling deer in here to tell us where everyone's from?
Where is everybody coming from? I want to hear it.
She's going to
Tiffany.
start lighting up, you guys.
So to add to that, I actually just had a friend today say that they quit their job.
Ooh.
So that's quite interesting that you are mentioning that, because to me that seemed like very woo, but whatever.
Yeah.
Sounds like a new, interesting path for them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. Was it something that you've
Okay.
been thinking about for a while, or did it kind of just come on out of the
No,
blue?
it had been a thinking for a while thing.
Okay.
Yeah. But it was like, when do I pull the trigger kind of
Okay. And
situation.
now is the time of renewal. That's perfect time.
Yeah.
Cool.
I love all the people that are bouncing
So
in here
we,
peeking. Yeah.
oh, we have Quebec, we have Kansas. I did see a Little Rock, Arkansas.
I
We have
saw
another
Oregon pop
Canada.
up, so.
Wait, Tracy, it's
Oh,
not your
sorry.
turn. we have a Tulsa, Oklahoma,
That's close too.
Northern California, Washington, Utah, Trinidad.
Ooh, cool.
We have a Texas, New Zealand, another Texas, Ohio, Australia. We have some Kiwis, I think. They're New
Okay.
Zealand. North Carolina, Colorado, Poland,
Poland, wow.
another Australia. Tracy, is Hood River, Oregon near you?
Ooh, Hood River, Oregon is actually closer to Monica. It's about
Okay, well
2 hours from me.
we have a Hood River, Oregon. Another Australia, another Australia. We have
Australia close
somebody.
to
We have somebody in Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
Woo!
Ooh.
Costa Rica. South Carolina. Judy. Hello, Judy.
Hi, Judy.
She's not a place, but hello. Who else?
Very
Oh, we
cool.
have Yasmin. She's in Texas.
Yes.
We have another Washington, Virginia, Ireland,
Very cool.
Canada,
You guys
Florida,
see how close
Ireland,
it is?
California,
Wow.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is so cool.
I know, I love it. Lots of places all over the world. I'm looking at the screen that Tiffany's reading, and I'm watching all these things pop up. So it's like, yay. You guys are all over the world. All right.
Yes.
So now put your thinking caps on. What would you like us to talk about? And put a question in there. Remember, put Tiffany in capital letters surrounded by emojis, heart emojis, goofy face emojis, exclamation point emojis, whatever you want. Get her attention. She'll read your question and we'll think about it. We'll answer it for you. We'll put our thinking faces on. All right. Do we have any questions yet?
We do actually.
Okay.
Okay. Well, first of all, someone asked me, I'm assuming specifically to me, I don't know. It's from Max saying if I'm an empath, and I'm going to answer no. Are either of you an empath?
Yeah. And actually, Tiffany, you are.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll answer for Tiffany. She is. Yeah.
She'll acknowledge it a little later in life. She'll start going, oh, okay, yeah, that I do that. That's me.
Yeah. There are tricks to the trade of the empath. Be the filter, not the sponge. That's the best one.
Yeah.
Let it filter through you, get the information that's needed, but don't carry it.
Hold on to it, yeah.
Cool. All right.
That's a really good analogy. I love that. Filter, not a sponge.
It's
That's
not
great.
mine, but it was one that
I like
I
that. That's
had it.
cool.
I held on to it. Yeah. And it gives you a visual to go with it, you know? Yeah, that's just
Oh,
true.
second.
What else you got,
Someone
Tiffany?
asked a question earlier today, and this is really interesting because it's one that makes you think. They said, would the ocean be deeper if there were no sponges in it? Or there were no sponges growing? And that's what I did. I just laughed. It's like, that's an interesting question.
Just
And so it's like, and then I said, well, it would not that it's deeper, but it would be more water. And then it just occurred to me a while ago, you have more water, it makes it deeper. So yes. I was just thinking,
was
depth is the depth, you know, it's not going to increase, but you, when you raise the level of the water, yes, the depth increases.
yes, yeah,
Had to
makes
get the
sense.
full picture of it, but it was like, that's a great question. It just, that's a fun question.
It is a fun
So
question.
we're back on sponges. So it's interesting that then you've said a sponge just now. So I wonder what the sponge thing is about.
Maybe we should think about that. But first off, do we have another question? Or maybe it'll
Yeah.
lead into more spongy things. I don't know.
Well, we have about 3 questions about the eclipse coming up on April 8th. Do either of you have something to say about the eclipse?
This will be interesting. I'm going to see what Tracy says because this was asked today also. And so anyway, we'll see what.
Well, what I have to say is I fly out April 9th for Egypt. So, it's supposed to be very powerful, like it's very energetically intense eclipse, but I haven't really studied a lot about it. You'd think I would. I just know that to me it's like, wow, this eclipse is coming, and it's just like this cannonball launch
Oh, cool. Yeah.
into this
Egypt.
extraordinary journey that I'm about to go on. And a couple of people that are going on that with us are in the audience. So we're gonna be launched into this Egypt trip and all the things we're doing on it. And my personal feelings around it is that it's got some activation powers to it. It's gonna be very activating. So what were you gonna say about it?
It was interesting because I got nothing, and usually you'll get something, and it was just like all I got was like, it was like just.
Flatline. You flatline that one.
Flatline. It was a flatline. It was like nothing. There, someone was saying, "Oh, they heard it was a warning." I was like, "No, I don't get anything. I
Oh.
definitely don't get warning feelings. I don't get. It's nothing like that, And it was just weird because I'm feeling for it. I'm listening. I'm meh. So.
Well, that kind of brings me to another topic that I had this week where somebody in a group chat was posting that, oh, look, the solar flares. And they had posted a link. And I was like, oh, cool, the solar flares. They're bringing in new codes, sun codes, blah, blah, blah. This is part of the shift we're going through right now. And then I actually clicked on the link and it was like, all of our efforts to try to hold these solar flares back, and it's all fear-based. And I was like, oh, I just read your article. Sorry, I didn't realize it was making it out to be a bad thing, to each their own. I'm not trying to change anybody's mind. But I do want, like, here we are again, sitting with this option. Is the eclipse going to create chaos or is it going to create something awesome? You guys, you're creating your own
You're
reality.
the creator.
Yeah, we create that. And, no better teacher than the one I'm sitting here on the show with. Julia would always say to me, not in my reality. That's not my reality. And one day it just really clicked with me. And I realize now that these things aren't in my reality either. And
Exactly.
it's like, let's focus on the good things. Let's focus on what positive things are coming in and happening. We've got these prodigy children coming in. They're not going to come in if we're going downhill. These little angelic beings with these masterminds and these intuitive skills beyond belief, they're not going to come into this planet if we're not doing it right, if we're not making this ascension process right. So I just go look at the children. That's all you got to do. Go look at the children. And their processes right now, like their abilities, are off the charts. And I just always think, well, those guys aren't going to come in if we're not on course.
That's such a good point. That is a really good point. I just, what I have to focus on is nature because it's all around me. And so, and I just, and if you do that, I think it's always funny. I mean, we might have a horrible day and you go out in nature and the birds still sing, the sun still shines, and all these things still happen. It's like it puts it into perspective where we think, it's, oh my God, this is horrible and stuff. And it's like they don't know it.
Yeah.
And still going about their life. And so it's like, just, if we can get back into that, put it into perspective, keep going on with your life. That was just, who knows what that was.
Be
Don't
in
make
the moment.
it a
Yeah. Yeah, when we can be in the moment like that, we're always taken care of. Are you doing okay right now? I'm doing okay right now. This is the moment.
reality. That's what
know,
they're saying.
Josh is the one that should play that game with you. He makes bird sounds. It's really good.
I love to listen to the birds and what are you saying to each other? You know, because you can hear them talking to each other. That's what they're
Yeah.
doing.
We had a little hummingbird come sit outside on a little branch next to our kitchen window. And we're both Josh and I, because we had the hummingbird. I told you guys that story before where I'd sit and watch it and had this little relationship with it. And then one day it disappeared. Now we got this new one. It was just sitting there. So we're like, don't move. We don't want it to go anywhere. And we're just both sending it all these little telepathic vibes. And I'm come with this little bird. He was talking to him. He's got birds. He talks to him.
Yeah. He knows the bird language.
He's really good with the animal languages. I'm trying to write and think at the same time, but there, got that. Okay, so are we ready for the next question?
Oh.
All right.
I just want to say with the eclipse, you have to go look at the way that it shines through the trees and the leaves. It's quite amazing, just like appreciating that part of it.
Absolutely.
Yes. Well, that's what, I have fun. Like if it's one where it's, you can really get the effect. I love to do the paper thing, where you do the hole and then you put it out there and you see the reflection of it. You see the where it comes through. So you're not looking at it, what they tell you to do and stuff. And that was fun when I did it. I was like, oh my gosh, you can actually see it,
Oh, that's
moving through there.
interesting.
Yeah, it's really cool. So it's fun to play with, it's just to see it like that. Because when you look up there, I mean, not to look at it, but you can't see it so much there because until it's always actually all the way over it, before that you've got so much sun shining, it's over it. You know what I mean? It's overshadowing the shadow.
The eclipse.
It's flipped. Yeah. So when you do that
Explain
paper thing,
that
you can see
again.
it.
Yeah. That's okay. So on the 8th, we're all going to enjoy the eclipse and what it brings. Even Buddy, who's apparently, what is he doing? Oh, can we see that?
Yeah,
He's all laying
saying
there. Oh,
bye.
I have never seen him do that before. I don't think he's ever
I'll
climbed
be
up on
dark
that
here.
couch.
Yeah.
So, yes. So I got my big dog holding the energy, holding the space with us here. All right. Okay. So, Tiffany, the next
Yes,
question,
ma'am.
can you ask it and answer it at the same time?
I cannot because this is for you, madam.
Oh.
This is from C. Lavender. They ask, does Daniel ever tell Tracy if she encounters another person from her soul group, or would it be need to know only?
Oh.
Well, if they're in my soul group, Daniel wouldn't have to tell me. My soul would tell me, my higher self. Like when I met Julia, when I met Tiffany, like I
You
think
just
we just
know.
knew.
Yeah,
We just knew we
you
knew each other.
just. Yeah.
I kind of want to see if there's a bigger picture to that question. So, does he ever tell me when I meet people from my soul group? I'm hearing in my head yes, but I see it more on a galactic. Like a lot of people that come to me for sessions, I think are connections, like we're all I in my world, we are all this big collective that came in, and I feel like we're all connected to Dolores Cannon, we're all connected through that, like as the volunteers that came in. And I feel like beyond that, we have starseed families. And sometimes I feel like I get to meet them. And those are through some of the sessions I do. So I would say Daniel probably orchestrates meeting soul families, soul people, or soul groups. So in a sense, yes, but it is my own soul that recognizes their soul. Okay, so we'll do that. That'll be the answer.
Because it will, your own, you will recognize these people. There'll be something there. It won't be, I know who you are. It's just there's something. It's like it's hard to even describe. It's just a recognition of some kind.
Yeah. It they feel familiar. They feel like family, you know. When we go to the retreats, I mean, you know, you're there with family. It's weird. It's like a big family reunion. And, you know, you can go out and talk to anybody that's in that's there for the reunion, and you're going to find something to talk about. You're going to find a connection. You know, I dare you. I dare you to go do it. Next one's in Sedona in May. Come join
May
us.
23rd to 27th.
Yeah, come check it out and get among the others that are there. So,
Like-minded people, a bunch of
yeah, a bunch of them. It's going to be a big shindig. So, yeah,
It
very much. That's cool. Okay, so do you have anything else to say about like meeting soulmates and soul
No,
families?
I think that was what I was saying. It was like there's a recognition of some kind. It's like it's really kind of hard to describe. You just know it. It's like there's something. It won't necessarily be I know you, or it isn't always that. It's just like you're saying. It's a familiarity. It's a something that you can't quite. It's like why you get along with them or something. It's just there's something there that isn't there with other maybe somebody else. And it's and one of the things that was telling me. Early on, like when I was first starting to feel the energies, it was like a little later, I was into it a little bit more. And I was starting to meet people, and I was like, okay, there's somebody I knew. Okay, yeah, I had that kind of situation with. I'm in a really good relationship. And then I met somebody else that had the same energy pattern. And I'm like, your energy is like that one. Okay. And then I had a third person in a whole other place. Your energy is like that one. I was like, oh my God. And then I started trying, oh, this is that soul group thing. That's the energy
It's
pattern that I'm
happening.
picking up. So, yes. So it was a recognition.
Now, what I will say that happens in sessions is people will go, say, to another planet, a life on another planet as another kind of being. And when they meet their families in those lifetimes, there is a lot of times there is sobbing. And that feeling of home, and this is what I've been missing. This is what I've been homesick for. That happens actually a lot in sessions where people will get to experience a life off of Earth that is in another form or whatever, and it will feel so familiar. And you know, that a lot of us didn't come from the duality. I mean, maybe we've had experiences with it before, which is why I think we're here. But we came from places without that. So when we go back to visit that, it's like, can you imagine right now if you had absolutely nothing to worry about? No stress, no worry, no fear, no fear at all, nothing. Like, and it just leaves your body. And that's what they're experiencing in the sessions, you know, when they go there. And it feels like I just let them be there for a little bit because they're having such an amazing experience of being in this wellness place and this recognition of their soul families on other planets.
Well, and that probably had something to do with what they were wanting to know when they came in. They wanted it was something around that. And then that's because we know, when you manifest, and that may have been something around what they were wanting. And so when you can feel that and feel what is it like to whatever, and when you can feel that like that, see, then you can carry that with you. And then that's how you attract that back to you. You're coming from that place. And then when you've had it before, you know it. Otherwise you say go with your imagination. What would that be like if, and now you have it. And here it is, you've lived it, and that's what you want to do, and you know that feeling, so you can get back to that feeling easily, and that's what you will attract to you.
And that's a powerful point. You can get back to that feeling. So even after your session, now you know, and you know where to go, you know how to connect, and now you can get back there. It's really cool. All right. Tiffany muted, so now I want her to tell us more questions. She's holding
Hold,
out.
please. Multitasking. Oh, okay.
Multitasking.
I was gonna say she must
Okay.
have a kitty cat in her lap, but no, she can't. She's
Well, she
not there.
could, it just wouldn't be hers.
That's true.
That is true. I passed one on the street. This hopefully is an easy question. This is from Judy. How many levels, a different Judy, how many levels of QHHT are there?
Well, there's three. We're level one, level two, and level three. Now, what you might be thinking, we have like an intern, which is that's not necessarily a level. It's just where you're at a place working toward your level one. So it's kind of like you're, it's what the word implies, an intern, and you're doing the sessions and you're getting the so your feet wet, and it just lets people know that you're new and you're starting out, and that's it. You're working toward your level one, the distinction there. And level two and level three, we are working on a level 2.5 to help level two, the ones that want to go on to level three or just want to be do better and just know more and are like that. It's helping them through that. Because it's kind of like a chasm that we have between level two and level three of the requirements. And so we want to do more to support in that part. So I guess with that, would that be once we have that, there'd be four levels. One, two, 2.5, and three.
Do you carry out sessions online or in person?
Tracy.
We chose
This is such a, we love this
yesterday.
question.
Sessions are in person only. Very important. If you know of somebody that is doing them online, please do not, we caution you not to do that session. They are in person only. And if you feel like it, letting the office know that that's happening, please do. And so, yeah.
Yeah, they are. It's designed you this is a really deep level of hypnosis of trance that you go into, and it's a very personal experience. And you and your facilitator are it's are sharing this beautiful energy. And it's technically online it can happen. And that's where we get this all the time. We get the scuttle about, oh, it can be done. Yeah, technically it can be done, but you are shortcutting it. You are shorting, period, the experience for the client by doing it in that way. It's a very personal experience and the energy is really magnificent. They go deeper. All these wonderful things are happening when it's in person. And that's how it was designed. This is a very sacred process. Not to be taken lightly. And to me, online takes it lightly.
Yeah, it makes a difference in the session. It really does. And teaching the class last week, we went over these things. Why is it more important? Why is it important to be in a safe environment? And like, that's one of the things we look at, is are you providing your clients a safe environment? You want to caution, you want to make sure that you're making your client feel safe. And it's important to be in person and to create a safe environment. And so that's what we want for you as clients and as practitioners. This is what you want to establish. This is a big day. This is not just, hey, we should try it. This is a big day. We're diving into some really interesting and deep things, and it's a big day. So we need to make it as safe and comfortable and enjoyable even as possible. It can be fun, or it can be emotional. It can be a lot of things. And so we want to make sure that we're taking care of our people.
Yeah, and you keep out the safety, and that's huge because when you feel safe, you will release and let go, and you'll go deeper. So that's what we're saying. See, it's just a it's a more effective session. Do people have sessions, and do they get somewhere? Yes, but I firmly believe you will get further. You will go deeper when you're in person.
Absolutely. Okay, so I think we handled that, unless there's more we want to say on that. Or if it wasn't clear, if there's any other questions around that, please ask us. We're gonna clear that up for you. See, I'm reading some of the messages from people and that I know are also practitioners. Yeah, it's a deep and emotional time. Maybe it's not always that, but it is. We're getting into a lot of things. We're getting you there.
You
All
are,
right. What else we got, Tiffany?
Let's see. This is fun. Have you guys learned anything about pets and the colors their eyes reflect? One of my cat's eyes glow gold, another is blue. Dogs are green and blue. Seems like a soul thing.
That's a
Okay,
good
so
question.
pets and the colors their eyes reflect. Okay, I want to think on this for a second.
Yeah, I've always been told, it's genetics, so that makes the eye color, and it's like DNA and stuff does that. But as far as on a different angle, what it might be. I mean, in general, eye colors, do they reflect things?
I know that Sarah Ressman Cosme's been doing a lot of information around that, around the eyes having certain meanings to them. With the animals, I just think the eyes are the doorway to the soul, like they say. You know, that's not new, and so I would think that that's the same with pets because our pets are sometimes are their soulmates. You know, you got
Our
Rocket,
guides.
that's yours. Yeah. You know, I got Latte who's sitting behind me in the chair. Notice I'm not leaning back. And
And now you have both the other dogs, both of
I
them
know
are
Luna's over here being her cute self. Buddy moved to the floor for her so she could
Oh,
have the pillow. I don't have anyone here to hold on to the dogs, so so I have to leave the
you're
door
here
open
with
or
us.
scratch at it. So they're just part of the show today. But I know that Luna, the one that you can see right there, is she's got one eye that's got lighter, like that light blue coloring to it, like the Huskies will have. And it was actually even today that I just looked into her eye and that it almost gave me like this gasp of there is something to the eye colors, I think. You know, it's like it was interesting that that question got asked because I thought that's weird because I just looked at Luna's eyes today and was just thinking that light color sure draws me in. So say yeah, there's probably something
Well, that's what I was kind of thinking was like, is it just it's like it's getting your attention? Is it whatever it is, it gets your attention? Maybe that's.
yeah, I got a Siamese cat with beautiful blue eyes that I just her eyes. You know, again, I think that these animals are also connected soul animals. There are families, and so there's probably a little more soul recognition. I mean, think about it. When you're with another human and you're hustling and bustling, you're not really connecting, you're not really looking at them, and then you stop and you pause and you actually look in their eyes, and all of a sudden you're like, oh yeah, I know you. You know, and there's this moment that gets exchanged when you actually slow down and look each other in the eyes. And that, you know, and that's another thing that happens when we're in person in sessions. We're making that eye connection. We're making those exchanges. And, you know, when that's over video, I mean, we can sit here and do that. We can try that, but it's not the same
Oh,
as when you're
but
in person.
you don't make eye contact. You might be looking, I
Yeah,
mean,
you're looking at a screen.
it's not eye contact. So just
Yeah, so
clarify.
there's an exchange that goes on there that can't be done online for sure.
And that's
So.
important. And that is, gosh, that's coming back to the energy. Yeah, energy work. When I was learning that, that's where the energy comes from. I mean, it comes out of the hands, but the biggest part comes out of the eyes. And so that's why where you're looking is where you're giving your attention. That makes sense there. But that's where your energy is going. Doesn't that make sense? Then it's like, yeah, you want to be in the eye contact is so important. We teach that, how important it is. You make the eye contact.
Yeah.
So,
And it is. I mean, when someone's telling you their life story, if you're not, you know, when you're looking at them, you're getting such a deeper connection. And the empath question was asked earlier. When you're making that connection, you're feeling it too. You know, you're empathically hearing that story as much as auditorially hearing story. And so whether it's a funny story or a sad one or just a story, you know, it doesn't matter. You're engaged in it because you're connecting to it. And that also, I think, is what creates that bubble that I call it the bubble that I get into when I'm with my clients. You know, if I didn't have a clock that I could look at, I wouldn't know what time it is. I was in one the other day and we got done with the conversation with the interview, and I said, wow, As I looked at the clock, I said, "Wow, that was 3 hours." She goes, "What? That felt like an hour." And that happens a lot, you guys. You know, it's like we get in these bubbles and we, you
Yeah,
know, we're just,
time.
time doesn't matter. This is about the moment, the exchange, the, you know, the heartfelt
Yeah.
information going back and forth. So, yeah, it's the eyes are a big deal. I know we started off talking about pets with that, but it's an
Probably in
important thing with
general, you know.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bringing the animals in their places. I mean, they're not animals, they're beings, and that's what I think you're expressing when you say, you know, what their eye color is reflecting is showing that they are beings that we're connecting with just like any other being.
Yeah. I like that. Okay. Next. Ding dong.
Oh.
Ooh, I think we got some music with that one.
Oh.
We're gonna all look at this hair that wants to stick out and keeps catching my eye. What's Tracy gonna do with it
He's a
now?
character. Whee.
It is. It's like a little wing that wants to keep flipping out. Okay. Okay, sorry. Did that give you time to
What?
find a question?
Yes, thank you for that. Thank
No
you.
problem.
What will the world look like around me when we are in 5D?
Ooh, I like that. You want to handle that one first?
Well, when I just thought, when we're in 5D, we're already in, well, this new earth, all of these things, it's here already. It's when you start believing it, and then that will show itself. So what will it look like? What do you want it to look like? You know, because
We always have the same answers.
oh, no. It's really this, and this is what we're being taught now. If you're starting to see, and we're going to beat this drum forever, because this is what it's all about now. It's you are creating, and this is what we're aware now. We are the manifestors. We are the ones creating everything. Before, we would say it and it'd be like it was just kind of something in passing, but now we know this is what we're doing. And that's what this is all about. And we're teaching ourselves, we're teaching each other, we're working with this because that is what the 5D is. It's all this, and it'll be whatever you want it to be. It's your creation. Go with it. So right, we're just learning how to do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
We've been talking about already what you do to create. Just do it, and you have your creation.
Okay.
And
The
we
only
want
thing
to
I
make it
would,
complicated. We want to make it, but it's
oh,
not.
it's easy.
It's not.
The one thing I will say is earlier we were talking about you know, we're coming from these places that didn't have fear-based energy. 5D is one of those.
Yeah.
You will lose the fear-based energy, or as you start to feel more safe in this reality in the 3D, and you start letting go of your fear-based thinking, you know, like we were just talking about April 8th, is it going to be good? Or is
Yeah,
it, you
yeah.
know, is
How about
it
we
trauma or is
anticipate
it,
good?
yeah, when you lean towards the, when the thought doesn't even cross your mind that an eclipse was going to bring horror and bad things, when that doesn't even cross your mind, you're in 5D. Because everything, it's like, oh, it's gonna look at me. I was like, it's gonna launch us into something
Yeah,
exciting.
exactly.
Like, anyway, launched into this awakening and this thing. And then, you know, you can think like that, or you can be in another reality.
Yeah, it's
So,
your choice, you know, and either one's fine. It's what do you
yeah.
want? There's no good, bad, anything, but it's what do you want to, where do you want to be? Then this is what you want to do to be there. So,
So whatever makes you happy, that's your 5D. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Tiffany.
Goodness, you blazed through that.
Oh, were
Oh,
you
you thought it
taking
was
a
going to
nap
be.
on that one?
That was, you know, when it's a universal law question, it's simple.
So there are questions, Mother,
Ooh.
about if Dolores still speaks to you, and what does she say, if so?
Okay. If so, yeah, she speaks to me when I ask her, when I call her, when I ask her. She doesn't just jump in my head and say, I have a message for you. It's nothing like that. She's just, you know, she's doing her thing. And
That's
it's,
usually me.
oh, yeah.
Hey.
It's like if I get to a place where I need her help, I need comforting, I need whatever, I want something. Sometimes you want to talk to your mom. I call her. I talk to her. And she gives me motherly comfort, and I'll ask questions. Like there was a lot of stuff going on about now not too long ago about all these people getting these messages from her, and you must do this, you must do this, you must do this, and so on. I'm like, so I just asked her, I'm like, what is this about? Are you, what's happening? Are you actually talking to people? And she's like, yeah. I said, so what are you saying? And she just said, they hear what they want to hear. So it's things like that. I'll just ask. I'll get clarification on. I need to know for myself and stuff like that. But in the beginning, around she passed, I was talking to her more. She was around more. I needed that. I think that's kind of the way it is. But now I'm walking my path, and I call her. She's kind of like an advisor, I guess. I call her when I need her, if I need her. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Tiffany, do you ever hear from Grandma?
Good question.
Probably, but do I hear it? No.
Do you
Tracy, do you
acknowledge?
ever hear from? Yeah.
I think I'm like a lot of us. I do have conversations, or if I see a red cardinal, I'll be like, oh, Dolores is here. And take those kind of things into heart. Or if I'm in a session and I'm like, what do I need to ask him? What's the next question? Or how do there's times where, maybe something difficult shows up, or they're having a hard time getting into that relaxed place. You better believe I'm doing a Hail Mary to your mama. So I'm like, Dolores, yeah. So and I feel like I get that guidance a lot. It's like all of a sudden I'll think of something to ask them or say just the right thing, and then everything starts to work. And it's like, thank you.
Like,
So
where'd that come from?
And I feel like she does that with all of us.
I do too.
I feel like as many practitioners there is that many little echoes of your mom out there saying, okay, you got this. We're going to help this person, but that's the beauty of being on the other side, which I think we've talked about is, she knew she could do more from the other side at that point. And I think she does. You know how many people, it's never ending. How did you end up finding Dolores and coming to a QHHT session? And you could almost write a book and every page would look the same. Well, her videos started popping up on my feed. And it used to be the book would stand out in the bookstore back before the internet was as popular as it is now. Now it's the videos keep popping up. And it's almost always the same way. It's really cool. So it's like, I wonder who could have been doing that.
I think that's funny because she did not like technology, but she sure is using
Yeah, she's probably like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, I
I can
get
do this. And
it
everybody gets a thump on the head.
now.
Yes. Like it. But yeah, I feel like she's definitely been a guardian angel for a lot of us, if not all of us. And she comes through. She comes through sometimes. But sometimes I also go, okay, Johnny.
Oh, I talked
Which
to
is
him
really
too.
sad. Yep.
I talked to him. He's probably around more than mom is. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, mom is there if I call on her, where my father feels like he's here. He's actually around me more, if that makes sense.
It does.
Where
Like
I'm
she's
thinking he's
busy
off
and
communicating too, but I feel
she's
like he's
probably
a busy.
like, take care of the kids. I gotta go
Yeah,
stay.
right. He has this guide feel to him. That's why I mean, like he feels like he's
Oh,
hanging around.
that's wonderful. Yeah. When you talk about him, or when, like just now when I brought him up, I just got overwhelmed with this nurturing masculine energy. It was really kind of cool because that's one of the things that I've been asking to see more of is that nurturing, the softer side of the masculine energy, right? And it just, you guys ask for what you want to experience, because I have met some of the nicest men, and just in this most beautiful, genuine find, meeting people, and that's what I asked for. I was like, who wants the narcissist? I'm done with the narcissist. It's like,
All these crazy
show me
guys.
the nice guys. And it didn't have to be like, like a romantic setup thing. It was, I just wanted to meet some really nice people. And
Well, there's nice ones out there.
yeah, and oh my gosh, I was getting flooded with them in my office, and just meeting them through like the oh, where'd our time go? What?
I
He's doing
know.
the times thingy, saying we got 4 minutes. But yeah, like going to the retreats, going to these different events, like when we were at Disclosure Fest and the different things, and just meeting all these super amazing, heartfelt men, trying to change the world. And it's like, yeah, like that. Thank you.
Like that.
You just ask for what you want to experience, and it starts coming in. All right. Well, now we got like 3 minutes left.
Well, so let's real quick, where you can find the retreat, the Sedona retreat, the information on that, and how to be a practitioner if you want to do that and help people find out who they really are, or if you want to have a session and find a practitioner to have a session with, go to qhhtofficial.com. Everything's there. And then if you want to see Tracy, where do they go?
You would go to Oregon, and I have an office in Forest Grove, Oregon, if you want to look that up. But if you're flying in, you would fly into Portland International. And if you're driving in, it would be Forest Grove if you want to figure that out. And yeah, and then the QHHTofficial.com, of course.
Yeah, and if you would like to do the course, Tracy has a code for you that can get you 10% off the price of the level one course.
Yes. It's the magic is real. All one word, the magic is real. That's your code to get 10% off. And Tiffany, what is your advice for today?
Love yourself and be kind to others.
Oh, I love that. Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
So next week is another teaching week, so we may not be here. Yeah. So what I want to do is say, Julia, your birthday's coming up. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Just in case we don't get that chance
Woo.
next week. Happy birthday to you. All right. I won't sing the whole thing because I know they're going
Make
to
the
kick us off
signs.
here, but
I don't know if it'll do on the computer. Tiffany and I were playing on the phone one day and we found out the little things that make the balloons pop and the all these things happen. You just little hand gestures and then all of a sudden, so I was doing
I
it's
love
not
it.
on the computer. We saw
Oh, we
too
still got 2 minutes. We can sing to you. That's fine.
No, thank you for that. We can take another question real quick if there's a quickie.
There a cookie question?
No.
All right.
No
What's
quickie.
your advice to everyone, Julia?
Well, it's like interesting that Tiffany said that, because it's almost like a, what I'm getting is that it's like a golden rule kind of thing, is treat others as you would like to be treated, so it's always be conscious of what you're putting out there.
Let me put a new spin on that, because treat yourself the way you want others to treat you.
Oh, yes, I like that.
There.
That's
That
like
way we're all
self-love
in the
over
same
there.
ballpark. Treat yourself the way you want to be treated by others. Then it'll all shift. And then 5D on
And
top.
see the world you want to be in. Just imagine it. Just you're already there. It's right there for you. Just make it. You don't have to go anywhere to get it. It's right there. And as soon as you just start imagining it and knowing and have that, let the go of the fear of not getting it or whatever the fear might be, it will be there. It has to. It automatically appears. So that's not
Absolutely.
like magic.
Yeah.
Because
The magic is real.
yes.
Caught that clue. All right, you guys, go play in the magic. Hope to see you guys in Sedona. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll see you guys hopefully next week, but if not, the week after. And thank you, Tiffany.
Yes,
Thank you,
thank
Julia.
you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.